The Board of Directors will conduct a closed meeting in executive session. If you are not specifically involved in the presentation of this executive session agenda item, please excuse yourself from the boardroom at this time. Right. The Board of Directors will now enter into executive session at 10:10 a.m.
Okay. The Board of Directors hereby reconvenes in open session at 12:07 p.m. Bill, do we want to break for lunch or do we want to go ahead and go?
No, we need to do the...
Okay. Matt, would you give us an update on where we are on divestiture, please?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm going to just give you a brief, and also for the benefit of the public, kind of a 30,000-foot view of where we are in terms of developing an individual, voluntary, lot-by-lot divestiture process. We have devoted hundreds of hours to the creation of a divestiture policy. We have put our draft policy on the net. We did that in October. To date, we have probably received 7 comments. I believe that's about right, less than 10. There has not been a whole lot of public interest, as we figured there would be in the process. It's quite likely that many folks are going to consider going back to the legislature, and we understand that. We're very clear that that's a highly probable thing. But regardless of that, we've continued to work toward the development of a policy. And as we've done that, we have found that the creation and the possible implementation of a policy is very costly. When you look at the hundreds of thousands of dollars we've already spent in legal fees, and we hadn't even gotten sued yet, so, which is somewhat amusing. I hate to be doom and gloom, but it's a very good possibility. When you look at the appraisal costs that we will likely bear in the process, and then more importantly, we look at the survey costs, which could be in the millions, depending on exactly what type of survey we'll be required to do for the sale of property. It has become readily apparent that the process is very expensive, very unwieldy. Our negotiations with the county have been ongoing. Initially, there were a little we both were a little standoffish. We have started to come together on a solution with regard to whether or not we will have to plat our property. We think we've gotten closer, and the reason that's important is because platting is very expensive and would likely make us bear a ton of other costs and also delay the process considerably. But we have still yet to understand the process or the option that the county is trying to give us. We're still kind of working with them on that because we don't fully understand what it is that they're telling us. We're not speaking the same language, so to speak. So that's still ongoing. But it is quite possible that the option they have given us, as we understand it, could still cost us considerable dollars and also still delay the process quite a little bit. Throughout the process, we've been constantly reminded of what exactly it is that we are, and that's a river authority. We're not a real estate manager. We're not a developer by any means, and that's been made very apparent to us. Another practical problem that we've seen firsthand as we've looked toward the implementation of the policy is that we lack the manpower to implement the process. We would probably have to create a department within BRA solely responsible for this policy. And all of that's difficult to swallow when you consider the fact that we still have no idea who might or might not avail themselves of this process. We still just don't know. It hasn't been made clear to us, regardless of what we're told we can sell for. We have yet to be given a definitive answer on who would buy. And that's problematic when you're considering setting up a multi-million dollar process. And these are issues that a legislative mandate cannot change. The legislature can't wish these kind of problems away, for the most part. These are real issues, and they're real problems that we've found as we've worked toward trying to create a policy. We began trying to create this process for two reasons. One, to meet the desires of some lessees who have said that they wish to buy, and to extricate the Brazos River Authority from the business of property management, which has been something that has been echoed by the legislature among several members. We've found that those two things don't exactly go together. They don't exactly jive, if you will. They don't fit sometimes. And in creating a lot-by-lot voluntary process, what we found is that we may be creating a further burden on our system in terms of continued costs and staff work, and we may actually end up expanding our property management responsibilities. In attempting to extricate ourselves, we may actually make the problem worse. Now, what I can tell you from a kind of a very 30,000 foot kind of a doom and gloom point of view is that unless solutions are found to these very real problems, a individual voluntary divestiture process by the BRA may not be an efficient use of our resources. It may be that it turns out to be exactly the opposite. So suffice to say, creation of the policy has been an uphill battle, very much an uphill battle, and expect that that would continue. Don't imagine that that's going to be worked out anytime soon. So having said that and painted a very gloomy picture of the way things are, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Bill, would you tell us about the letter you received? Thank you, Matt.
As you allude, Mr. Chairman, once I received a letter from a third party saying that they had been monitoring our in the paper what had been going on at Possum Kingdom and in the legislative session, and they were wondering if we would like to entertain the thought of restructuring our real estate holdings at Possum Kingdom. And when I got the letter, I alerted you and our outside counsel. The outside counsel's advice was that you can't deal exclusively with one outside person. You have to would be open it up for bid in order to make sure that the public has access. As Matt has alluded to, the difficulties with the survey or the lack thereof, and trying to get a new one that's right, with the counties, the road situation, our 60 miles of road, or 49, or whatever the math you want to do. the issue of the leasees and the protection of them makes all this options that we're looking at, in my opinion, that we need to ensure that we fully explore all the options. If you recall, the last time we did this, there was the board was even talked about that we were looking at a third party. There was a non-binding resolution that said that it had to go back through the legislature if any of that happened. But that was the last session. But we did receive the letter asking if this body would be interested in looking at somebody else managing or buying that property.
Thank you, Bill. For the benefit of the board, we cannot, I think in good faith, sign an exclusivity for a purchase of this nature. But I do think that the bidding process is what is necessary. We have the expenses of us doing lot-by-lot sales are excruciating. They are very detrimental to the well-being of the BRA. It's more than we can handle. And so I think it's prudent that we explore every single option for divestiture. Divestiture is our path at this point, and I think we're going to continue down this path. And as such, it is prudent and it is necessary that we explore every option for divestiture, whether that's a single sale, whether that's a lot-by-lot sale. And so with that in mind, I'm going to make a motion. I move that staff is directed to develop a proposed request for bids to purchase all of the BRA's Possum Kingdom, all the BRA's land at Possum Kingdom Lake outside of the FERC project area, excluding property necessary for present and future operations, and that the request for bids include protection for lessees' existing rights and provide a right for the lessees to purchase their lots. Do I hear, that's my second by Brady Barr. Do we have any discussion?
That's all of the land in total, correct?
All of the land, leased, unleased, again, excluding what may be determined may be necessary for the future operations of the BRA.
So it's all above the FERC and all, outside the FERC.
Outside of the FERC.
And it's my understanding that we get the RFP and we look at everything, we still have the right to look and say this is not a good option.
Exactly. This is our investigation of an option. We're not setting anything in stone at this point, but I think it's very prudent and necessary in our duties to the state that we look at everything. We take every consideration into consideration.
So in doing this, we would also be divesting ourselves of the responsibility of the road maintenance. Is that
exactly
correct?
Yes. The roads currently are ours. That would be part
of
what
part
was
of.
Yes. That would be part of the bid is acceptance of the all the land, and that's part of the land.
So from a financial standpoint, Palo Pinto County might look at that in a positive light.
I think they might find that to be a good thing.
Okay.
I have a question because this couldn't, when you said give the people that are leases the right to buy their property, this couldn't be construed as a way of getting around the fact that we can't sell to individuals, that we might have a sham company or something take this over.
I understand what you're saying. That's where the bidding process comes into play. Currently, and the motion I read talks about the existing rights. Lessees do not currently have the existing right to purchase their land. But I believe in consideration that it is kind of a team of between the BRA and the lessees, we have to in some fashion work together, is give them the potential option of purchasing their land, maybe as a first right of refusal. I'm not certain how that would work out at this point. Build into an RFP some sort of option for those people living there currently.
So we wouldn't be setting up a legal precedent that gives the people the right if this doesn't take place.
Because
that would be against.
Yeah, we can't do that at this point. We've in part of divestiture we've looked at private sales, but we don't have, and Laura Lee, please correct me if I'm wrong. We would have to do much more than just give, they don't have a right to purchase their land. This would be part of the condition on the sale, I believe. The sale to a potential bidder.
That's correct.
Sale at fair market value or?
Oh, exactly. Well, it's in the bidding process, it's going to be what the market will bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be a competitive bid process of which we're not going to have our finger in. It's going to be what the market will bear. Any other commentary?
Just a comment that this would be one option that could probably get us out of managing land. And as a board member, we want to work on water supply, and I think this is an option that we have to fully look into and see if we can handle that, because that would certainly help this board, and hopefully it will help the folks have certainty that are leases as well.
With that in mind, no further comments. Would you please poll the board?
Chairman DeClue?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you very much. At this point, we're going to break for lunch 30 minutes. All right. See you back at about 5 till 1.